Mesechtes Baba Kama, Dap Pei Vav, four lines on the bottom of Dap Pei Hei Yom Beis, and the Mishnah we stated, HaChayv B'Chaveir, Chayv B'Lav Mishum Chav Mishad Varam, and Yechayv Finezek Tzah, Ripuy Shevas and Boishas. And the Mishnah explained that the way to evaluate the loss of value of the Nizik is that you'd be Reino, Yisikil, whoever Nimka B'Shuk, Visham and Kamah Yafa, Vikamu Yafa, and that is the way that we would appraise how much the Mazik owes to the Nizik for causing a loss of value to the Nizik. We also spoke about the concept of Shevas, and Reino, Yisik, that since we already took into account all of his loss of value when appraising the amount that the mazik is chayv to the nizik for nezik, and therefore when determining how much the mazik owes to the nizik for causing him a loss of work during the period of time that the nizik can't do work and is confined to bed, and the mazik would have to pay the nizik based on the fact that at this point he can't even be a shayma kashuyim, because right now that he's laid up in bed he can't even do minimum wage work. And our Gemara now begins, by Rabbi asked the following question, Shevas hapechsasa b'damim ma'u, what would be if Reuven damages Shimon, but that damage is not a permanent damage, and he only temporarily disables Shimon, and ultimately there will only be a loss of his current work product, as at this point Shimon can't do any work, but there is a current temporary devaluation in the price that he would be able to command in the marketplace as an eved based on the additional risk factor, as a potential buyer is not certain that Shimon will really get better at some point in the future. Therefore, when purchasing him as an Eved, he definitely will take this into account and he won't pay as much for this person as an Eved. And the Gemara points out, Hei Chidami, and what is the scenario that we're referring to? That Reuven hit Shimon on his hand and he caused his hand to shrivel up and it became temporarily disabled. However, ultimately, it will heal completely and he will be able to go back to full capacity. In this case, Rabbi asked, "My, what is the din? Kiven the Sefer Lachsa lo yovle." Do we say that since Shimon will ultimately be healed completely, therefore Reuven doesn't have to pay for Nezek, he doesn't have to pay for the value of Shimon's arm, and instead he would only have to pay for Sheves, which would be a payment for the entire amount of time that he wasn't able to work at full capacity based on the fact that Reuven temporarily disabled his arm? Certainly keep in mind that even according to the Tzad, you wouldn't pay Sheves based on being a Shema Kishuyim, but you pay Sheves based on whatever job that Shimon originally was able to do. Once Shimon will be healed, he'll be able to do that job once again. Reuven will be chayv to pay Shimon for the entire time that Shimon is not able to work based on the value of his standard work product. And of course, this makes a lot of sense, as we stated on Mishnah, that Shevis is generally based on Ki'ilu Shayma Kishuyin, Shekvan Nosloi Dmei Yodai V'Dmei Raglai, as you already paid for Nezek, and when evaluating the amount he has to pay for Nezek, we already took into account the Dmei Yodai V'Dmei Raglai, and the work that Shimon used to be able to do, and now can't do. However, since in this side of Rabbah, we are not requiring Reuven to pay Shimon for Nezek, therefore we didn't take that into account, and therefore when you're paying for Shevas, you have to pay him based on his current job, based on what his job will be in the future once he's completely healed and is able to go back to work in the same industry. Gemara continues that Rabbah's other side is, Oidum, what do we say? Hashtemiyas Afrasei. Since Lamaisa at this point, Reuven caused Shimon to have a temporary disability, therefore he has to pay him for Nezek as well. And as we'll see on that page of Vav Amidav, although Rabbah has a Shaila and Rabbah is not pushing the Shaila, however, Abai and Rabbah will actually be Chaylik as to what the din is, and Rabbah will paskin like the first side of Rabbah, and therefore the Reuven would not be Chayiv to pay for Nezek and only be Chayiv to pay for Shevas, and Abai holds like the second side of Rabbah, and he holds that not only will Reuven be Chayiv to pay for Shevas, but he's also be Chayiv to pay for Nezek. And before we continue, let's see Rashi, Diru Masal, Shevas HaPechsasim Yidomim, and Rashi says, Yuko Makash Utsarach Lishpois Mim Lach. And this hezek that Reuven causes Shimon not to be able to work, but ultimately he'll be healed completely, and therefore the only loss is the fact that he wasn't able to work for a period of time. However, and Taisus explains that since a potential buyer is not an expert and doesn't know if this wound will actually heal completely, and therefore he won't go and buy him for the same price and he will purchase a healthy eved for that can already use both hands, and the potential buyer may think that this person will never get better, and therefore certainly he has to take that into account when he's pricing out this eved. And Taisa continues, and certainly even a buyer that we mentioned will paskin like the second side of Rabbah, that even a buyer would agree that in a case where everyone's certain that this wound that Shimon has will certainly heal and he will certainly go back to having the same capacity as he had previously, and even Abaye agrees that you'd only pay for Sheves and you wouldn't pay for Nezek at all. The Gemara continues, Tashma, let's bring a raya from a Mishnah that pays Zayin obeys, and the Mishnah states, Hamaka Avim Vilay Asa Ben Chabura, Ruvain hits his father or his mother and he didn't create a Chabura, and therefore he's not Chayiv Misa, there is no Ptur of Kalman Ramne, or Achayiv B'Chaber B'Yam Kippurim, if Ruvain causes damage to his friend on Yom Kippur, where there's only a Chayiv of Karis and not a Chayiv of Misa B'Dei Adam, and therefore Kalman Ramne doesn't apply either, and we continue on that Pei Vavim Aleph, and the Mishnah teaches us, Chayiv B'Kulon, that Ruvain is going to be Chayiv to pay Chamisha Dvarim, and he'll have to pay Nezek Tzar, Ripui Shevis, and Boishas, and the Gemara is bothered, how could it be that if Ruvain hits his father or his mother, and he doesn't create a Chabura, that he's going to be Chayiv in Chamisha Dvarim? If L'chari, how can you be Chayiv in Nezek if you didn't actually create any Chabura and didn't cause him any major damage? And the Gemara therefore asks, what is the scenario where Reuven did not create a Chabura in his father or his mother and he's still Chayiv for Nezek? And the Gemara explains, it must be in the same case of Rabbah, where Reuven hit his father on his arm and he caused his father a temporary disability. And we see the Mishnah says that not only will be Chayiv for Tzar, Ripui, Shevis, and Baishas, but it'll also be Chayiv for Nezek as well. And therefore we see, like the second side of Rabbah, Hashtamiya Apchasei, Lemaisa, currently he caused him a temporary disability, and therefore Reuven has to pay his father for Nezek as well. And the Gemara responds, Amri, that's not a Raya, as really we could say that in the case where you only cause a temporary disability, you would not be Chayiv to pay for Nezek, as the first side of Rabbah stated, but Hachav Mayaskinon, the Mishnah that states that Reuven actually did not create a Chabura for his father, and yet he's Chayiv to pay Nezek, is Kagun Shechir Shoy V'loy Asa B'Chabura, is talking about a case where Reuven actually caused his father to become deaf, and he didn't actually create a Chabura. Since Reuven did not create a Chabura in his father, therefore he's not Chayiv Misa, and the din of Kalman Rabbani doesn't apply, and Lemaisa, since Reuven caused his father to go deaf, therefore he's Chayiv to pay for his father's Nezek, and he's Chayiv to pay for the diminution of his father's value. Ayin in the top Taisis on the Amid, Diba Maskel Kulin Shechashu, where Taisis is, Vim Taimah, Vamai Chayiv B'Kulon, not to make Kulin Noisin, that even though we just explained why it's true that Reuven will have to pay for Nezek, but as we stated in the Gemara Da Pehei, that once a person becomes deaf, then he doesn't have any further value, and therefore when paying as an Eved, you're going to pay for his full value, and therefore Reuven should not have to pay for any Shevis either, and how could we say that Yechayiv B'Kulon and Yechayiv Chamish Dvarim, and L'Pirish Rid L'El Nicha, the Mikol Mokim Yish Kan Tzar Boishas V'Ripoy, and according to the Reed that stated that he's still Chayiv for Tzar Boishas and Ripoy, Afal Gav the Shevis B'Klal, the Mekulai, and Shayach Lishna is Chayiv B'Kulon, Mishim Achrini, and since you're going to pay 4 out of 5, therefore we could use a Loshin Chayiv B'Kulon, even though in Chinami, you're not going to be Chayiv to pay for Shevis. And of course, when Taisa says, L'Pirish Rid L'El Nicha, Taisa is coming Lafuke from the Pshat of Rashi, where Rashi says, Nezek Shevis and Ripoy are in one category, I in the Gemara, and that Pehei on the Beis. When I say the Teretz of Taisis is a bit Sarach Biyah, because it seems from Taisis that once you're going to pay for 4 out of 5, then it's possible to use the Lashon of Chayiv B'Kulon, but L'Chayra, Im Kain, why was the Gemara even bothered originally, Hay L'Asa Chabur, Hei Chidami, how is it possible to pay Nezek when you didn't cause any Chabur to your father or mother? And L'Chayra, why didn't the Gemara just answer that in Chinami, when it says Chayiv B'Kulon, it means you're Chayiv to pay for Tzar Ripoy, Shevis and Boishas, even though you're not Chayiv to pay Nezek, and we still could use Lashon Chayiv B'Kulon because you're paying for 4 out of 5. And the Gemara continued and asked, how can you tell me that when the Mishnah stated Amaka Avimai V'Lo Asa Ben Chabura is referring to a case where Reuven caused his father or mother to go deaf? V'Amar Rabbah, if Rabbah himself stated Chayushes Aviv Nerag, that if someone causes his father to go deaf, then he will be killed. The reason is L'Fishi Efshel Charisha B'Loi Chabura as Tifta D'Dama Nafle Bode, as it's impossible to make someone deaf without causing Chabura. And certainly a little bit of dam must have fallen into his ear, and that's the way a person becomes deaf. Therefore, if the case was where Reuven caused his father or his mother to become deaf, then of course there would be a din of Kalman Rabnei, and therefore how could the Mishnah state that Yechayiv B'Kulon? Gemara therefore explains, when the Mishnah discusses the case of Amaka of Imai, it's referring to a case where Reuven went and shaved his father's head, and since Reuven did not cause any Chabur to his father, therefore he's not Chayiv Misa, and therefore he's Chayiv for the Chamisha Dvarim, and he's Chayiv for Nezek, because he caused a diminution in the value of his father based on being able to sell him as an Eved. In those times, people would pay less money for an Eved with a shaved head. The Gemara now asks, if you're telling me the case of Makkah of V'imai is Gilchai, is when he shaved his father's hair, Mahad Hada, then certainly his father's hair will return, and therefore it's only a temporary problem behind the boyin, and this is exactly the question that Rabbi asked. Therefore, we should definitely be able to bring a raya from this Mishnah that since the Mishnah stated chayav bekulon, and he's even chayav to pay for nezek, therefore we see that even when there's a temporary disability, the mazik doesn't only have to pay for sheves, but he also has to pay for nezek as well. Now in the Roshash, who asked on Taisis on that peheim beis, that l'chayra Taisis wanted to say that in a case where everyone knows that this person will be get better and this is only a temporary disability, then certainly in that case, even Abaye will agree that you don't pay for his nezek and you only pay for sheves. And l'maisa we see clearly from our Gemara, even though the father's hair will grow back and everyone knows that this is only a temporary problem, that we would still be mechayev Reuven to pay for nezek, and l'chayra is tzarech bir on Taisis. And our Gemara continues that in Chanami Amri, that we say that our Mishnah is not talking about a case where he only shaves his father's head. Certainly that is only a temporary problem, and therefore that would actually be a raya to the Shaila of Rabbah. And we are discussing a case where Reuven took a cream or a powder that permanently removes hair, and he rubbed it on his father's head, and although Reuven did not make chabura on his father's head, and therefore he's not chayav misa, but ultimately he caused him a permanent problem, and therefore Reuven's chayav to pay for nezek, as well as tzar ripui, shavus, and boishes. And this Mishnah has nothing to do with the Shaila of Rabbah. The Gemara is bothered that we stated that Reuven is going to be chayiv for chamisha dvarim, and we understand why he's going to be chayiv to pay for nezek, because he caused his father permanent damage since he is now permanently bald. So if you want to sell his father as an eved, his value went down. However, where would there be a case where you actually went and put this cream on your father's head and you caused him permanent hair loss? Where would there be a problem of tzar ripui, shavus, and boishes? And the Gemara explains, tzar de isle katufni bereshe utzvachim hana katufni, that the case of tzar was where the father had a wound on his scalp. When Reuven smeared this cream on his father's head, it caused his father tzar a scream based on the fact that it went into the wound. And the Gemara asks, ripui, what about ripui? And the Gemara explains to Bay Aspe that certainly since he has these cracks on his head and his father is in terrible pain, therefore he'll have to get a doctor, or he'll have to take some sort of a countermeasure, and he'll have to go and rub another cream on his head in order to relieve the pain. And the Gemara continues, sheves, how would his father have a loss of work just based on the fact that he doesn't have any hair? And the Gemara explains to Habim Akabe Kuvi that his father's job was to be a clown, and he used to dance in different bars and different establishments, and as part of his act, that generally he would shake around his head, and as Rashi says, now that he has these cracks, and now that this cream went into the cracks and he has a lot of pain, he's not able to shake his head, therefore Reuven would have to pay his father for causing him a bittul malacha. And Rashi continues, and even though his father could go and do any malacha, however, since this is his father's job, therefore Reuven would have to pay him for his loss of work in this field. Finally, the Gemara explains, boishes, what is the father's busha? And the Gemara explains, there's no greater busha than someone that will be bald for his entire life. And even though certainly there are many people that are bald, however, generally most people have some hair, and they certainly don't choose to lose their hair. In this case, Reuven did this bal kochach of his father, and he also removed all of his father's hair. And ultimately, the Gemara doesn't have a raya to Rabbi Shaila, but the Gemara continues that Milsad Bailed Rabbah, that this Shaila that Rabbah had, Pshite Le Labai Lachisa, Ulu Rav Lachisa, that Abaye was pushed to one side of Rabbah, and Rav was pushed to the other side. The Itma, as we learned, he Koal Yodi Vitsamsa Visefu Lachsa, that if Reuven hits Shimon on his hand, and he causes Shimon's hand to shrivel up, but ultimately it is only a temporary disability, and it will get better. Abaye Oimen Nisanli Shevis Kadela Visheves Ktana, Abaye holds like the second side of Rabbah, and he holds that you pay for Sheves Ktana, which of course refers to the standard case of Sheves, which is paying for a person that will be Shayim Kishuyim, and you also have to pay for Nezek as well, which will take into account the loss of value of the person as he's sold on the marketplace as an Eved, which also takes into account any type of Malacha that Shimon originally could have done and is now temporarily unable to do based on his temporary handicap. As Rashi says, Sheves Gdeila is Dbe Yadai, and Sheves Ktana Kol Yom Mishiyipu L'Mishkov, for all the days that Shimon is bedridden, Royin Isa Ki Iluhu Shayim Kishuyin. The Gemara continues, Rava Oma, and Rava states, in Noisla Elo Dbe Shiftai Shabachal Yom V'yayim, that Reuven would only be chayv to pay to Shimon only the value of a Sheves for every single day. And this is, of course, like the first tzad of Rabbi Shaila, and as Rashi says, Shabachal Yom V'yayim, at Shiachsel Kadbusai, until he gets completely better, Noisla Bachal Yom, Kamashin Eschar and Poylin Bishok, V'loik Kishayim V'kishuyim, and the payment that Reuven has to make to Shimon for Sheves is based on how much his value would be as a poyel and as a regular worker, and not like a shemir kashiyum. As lefi Rava, you didn't take that into account when you paid for the value of his hand, because ultimately Rava doesn't hold that you paid for nezek at all. And the Gemara continues with another din. Itma, we learn takatei yad eved ivri shel chaveri. If Reuven amputates and permanently wounds the eved ivri of his friend, Abaya Oman nicely shavus gedol eved v'shavus tana l'rav. So Abaya holds you have to pay for the nezek to the eved himself, as that will be a permanent disability that will affect him forever. And as we know, an eved ivri goes out free after 6 years, or at the maximum after yovel. However, the hezek that Reuven caused to Shimon, who is the owner of the eved ivri, for the temporary loss of this eved ivri while he's in bed and can't do any work that would go to the master, Reuven will make this payment to Shimon based on the amount that someone would generally pay to have someone be a shemir kashuyim for them, and based on minimum wage and not based on the standard value of what this eved ivri used to do for the adon. Taitz explains kadeshi yetsim beis rabbi biyodei shleima, as we explain. However, shevis ktana l'rav afal pisha master rav, even though the master is losing out, shemloi nikta yodei raglai, as if Reuven wouldn't have amputated the hand or the leg of his eved ivri, the eved would have been a full bodied eved ivri, and hayadali davla va'azil b'shlichusei, the eved ivri would have been able to perform much more meaningful and more valuable jobs for his adon. Although certainly when calculating the nezek that goes to the eved, we will take that into account. However, that goes to the eved, and that doesn't compensate the adon for his loss of work of this eved ivri. Taisus explains that the Gemara feels that in the case where someone damages someone's eved ivri, and we look at the eved as if he got sick, we know that ein chayv l'hashlim din estraf chasadeu, that if an eved ivri gets sick, he doesn't have to make up that time for the adon. This is one of the risks that the adon has to bear. Therefore, in chenami, the owner will not be compensated for this loss of work. Taisus points out that avagav the chola aboshanim, even though that the Gemara states that if an eved ivri gets sick for 4 years, chayv l'hashlim, that he does have to make up the work. Hasam ein oisa shum malacha, over there, the eved ivri won't do any malacha during those 4 years. Aval hacha yachlu shmer kishuyin oy pesach. However, in our scenario, the eved ivri could still guard kishuyin and could still guard a person's door, and therefore he doesn't have a complete loss. And therefore, we do say that mazach garim and estaf chasadeu. The Gemara continues. Rava Amar, however, Rava states hakol yinasim leved. Reuven would pay all of the money that he owes for the sheves and for nezek to the eved ivri, and v'yilokich ben kaka, and then the eved ivri will go and buy real estate by Rabbi Chapiris, and the entire time that the eved ivri is in the shurishus of the master will be able to eat the Paris and have benefits from the sada. The Gemara continues, Pshita, Piches, Etzalatzmai, Beitzarabi, Loi Piches. In the case where Reuven damages the eved ivri, and the eved ivri has a diminution in his value, as L'maisa, if he wants to be sold once again as the eved ivri, people will look at him as a lower class eved ivri. Meanwhile, this damage that Reuven caused to the eved ivri did not cause any damage to the owner himself, as L'maisa didn't cause the eved ivri not to be able to do any specific type of malacha. And as the Gemara states, Hechidami, in one of the examples, the Paskil Reish Unyai, or the Reish Nechire, Reuven cut off the tip of the Eved's ear, or the tip of the Eved's nose, and he cut off only the earlobe, or the cartilage at the tip of his nose. In this case, certainly the Eved Ivri could work at the same capacity as he was working beforehand, and it'll only be a problem that in the future, if he wants to be sold as an Eved Ivri, then people will look at him funny, and therefore they will pay less for this Eved Ivri, and therefore there's a diminution in his value. Therefore, in this case, Hakol Atzmai, any amount of money that Reuven is chayav because he damages the eved ivri would go to the eved ivri. However, Pichet says to the rabbi, if he causes a loss of value to the master himself, then plukta by Rava, the machlekes of by Rava that we just mentioned would apply. And Agamar continues and quotes from the last din of our Mishnah, Boishes hakolufim avayish vamisbayish, when taking into account the amount of money that Reuven is going to be chayav to Shimon for embarrassing him, we must take into account both the stature of Reuven as well as the stature of Shimon, as those factors will determine the amount of busha that Shimon has. Our Gemara begins, Mani Masisin, who is our Mishnah going like? And the Gemara states, Leir Meir, it's not going like our Meir, Valer Rab Yehuda, it's not going like the Shita Rab Yehuda, El Rab Shimoni, and the Mishnah is going like the Shita Rab Shimon, as the Tanya, as we will learn in the Brice on Daf Tzadik on the Beis, Vikulun Reina, Sikilu Heim B'nei Chayin, Sheyardim and Chaseim, Sheheim B'nei Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, Dir Rab Meir. The Rab Meir hold that we don't look at a person's stature at all, and we look at everyone as if they would be middle class, and therefore, if there was a wealthy person that got damaged, we look at him as if he actually lost his money and he became middle class. And if there was a nani mamish, then we look at him as if he has more money and then he's also middle class, and we look at them all as the same, as they're all children of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. And certainly our Mishnah stated that we have to look at him in Vayish and in Spayish, and certainly that would not be like Rameya. And Rabbi Huda, And Rabbi Yehuda does say that we look at a person's financial status, and we do take into account if the person's wealthy or if he's poor. And l'chayra, our Mishnah really could go like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara will explain why our Mishnah is definitely not going l'fi shita Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Shimon, finally, Rabbi Shimon states, Ashir reina sekilehim b'nei chayin. When we have a person who is an usher that either is embarrassed or embarrasses someone, and we don't look at them as if they are shirim, and we look at them as if they are middle class, and we lower their stature, that of course is a cooler for the mazik, as he doesn't have to pay so much. And similarly, aniyim kepchusim shaban, when we're looking at an ani, we look at him as if he's at the lowest rung of aniyim. Once again, that would be a cooler for the mazik, but ultimately we do see that Rabbi Shimon says, we do look at the financial status of our ani and usher, and therefore he is the Tanam of Mishnah that said, hakolafiyam abayish vam isbayish. The Gemara now goes through the shakal of attire as hashtah money. Now that we know with this brisa and this memra and machlek is between our main Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, who is our Mishnah going like? If our Mishnah is going like Rameya, mastistik tani hakolafiyam abayish vam isbayish. Our Mishnah specifically said that we do look at the financial status of the mabayish and isbayish. And Rameya kulu bahadi adadi nenu. Rameya specifically stated that we look at everyone as the same, and we look at everyone as if they're middle class. Therefore, certainly our Mishnah can't be going like Rameya. Via Rabbi Yehuda, if you can say our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, then in the Chinami, Rabbi Yehuda does say that we look at a person's financial status, but mastistik tani hamabayish asumachayiv. In the next Mishnah on that pay volume base, the Mishnah will state that if Reuven is mevayish, a blind person, then Reuven is still chayiv to pay for busha, v'il Rabbi Yehuda imeh, and we know Rabbi Yehuda will state in the Braisa that suma in lebayishas, that a suma doesn't have any busha, and therefore, if someone is mevayish as suma, he will be potter from paying bayishas. Therefore, just like the next Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, therefore our Mishnah is also not going like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. While it's true, at times we say that one Mishnah could be going like one mandamah, and then the next Mishnah could be going like another mandamah, however, certainly we'd rather that both Mishnayos will be going like one mandamah, and therefore the Gemara says, Elav Rab Shimoni, and therefore it must be that our Mishnah is specifically going like Rab Shimon, and that's why our Mishnah stated, Boishas HaKolafiyah Mavayish Fah Mispayish, and the next Mishnah could state that our Mavayish is Asuma is Chayiv. The Gemara now states, Afil Tim Rab Yehuda, that maybe we could say that really our Mishnah is going with Fishitz Rab Yehuda, and even though Rab Yehuda stated that Suma Ein Leboishas, but Kiyam Rab Yehuda Suma Ein Leboishas L'mishkumidei, it is only when a Suma is actually the one that embarrasses someone else, and therefore you can't go and take money from a Suma, as we will see on Amud Beis. L'fi Rab Yehuda, a Suma is potter if he embarrasses someone. Aval Meisvalei Yavinlei. However, if Reuven embarrasses a Suma, then certainly Rab Yehuda would agree that Reuven would be chayiv to pay to the Suma for the Dmei Boishas, as certainly a Suma does have Busha. Therefore, the Gemara is that let us say that our Mishnah is going like Rab Yehuda, and even though in the Mishnah that pay for Amud Beis, the Mishnah says, Tam Vaishas Suma Chayiv, in the Chinami, Rab Yehuda agrees that if someone embarrasses a Suma, they will be chayiv to pay for his boishes. Gemara responds that you can't say that the Mishnah that pay varim beis is going l'fi shita Rabbi Yehuda, because v'hamid utani sefer, since in the sefer in the Mishnah that pay varim beis, the Mishnah states, hamavayish es v'yoshin chayiv v'yoshin shabi esh pata, that if someone embarrasses someone that's sleeping, he's chayiv to pay for his busha. However, if a person that's sleeping is mevayish his friend, then he is pata, as he wasn't mechabin to go and hurt this person as he was in the middle of sleeping. We clearly see that the Mishnah made a chilut between when someone is mevayish someone or someone gets embarrassed. Therefore, if the Mishnah really would be mechala between a case where a Suma embarrasses someone, where the Suma would be pata, or if a Suma gets embarrassed, where the one who embarrasses the Suma would be chayiv, so l'chira, the Mishnah should state that, and v'leik tani Suma shabiyesh pata. And in the case of a Suma, the Mishnah did not clarify that the only time that we said that a embarrasses a Suma is chayiv, only specifically in a case where Reuven embarrasses Suma, and in that case we say it's chayiv, but if it would be a Suma that embarrasses someone else, then the Mishnah would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that would be pata, and therefore the Mishnah could be like Rabbi Yehuda. And by the fact that the Mishnah did not make this chiluk, therefore we see that the Mishnah actually holds that it doesn't make a difference if someone is mevayish a suma or if a suma embarrasses someone else. Not only would we pay a suma for his embarrassment, but a suma would be chayiv to pay if he embarrasses someone else. And as the Gemara states, mechlal v'leishna hachi v'leishna hachi, and therefore our Mishnah cannot be like Rabbi Yehuda el machvata masisin Rabbi Shimoni, and therefore we have to go back to our original pshat that our Mishnah is specifically going like Rabbi Shimon and specifically not like Rabbi Yehuda and not like Rabbi Meir. The Gemara continues, Man Tana l'hadotan Rabbanan, who is the Tana of the following Braisa, the Skavla Baishas HaKotin Ubaishas HaGadol, Noisel HaGadol Dmei Baishas ShalKotin. Currently, the Havamin of the Gemara is that when the Braisa states Kotin and Gadol, we're referring to a person's financial status, and therefore if someone had Kavana who embarrassed a person that is poor, and instead he embarrassed a wealthy person, then you have to pay the wealthy person only the amount of Busha that would have occurred to a person that was poor. The Braisa continues, L'vayishas HaEved, if Reuven intended to invite an Eved, Eved, Ubaishis Ben Chayrin, and instead he embarrassed a person that's a free person, Noisil Ben Chayrin, to be Baishis Shel Eved, that he won't have to pay to the Ben Chayrin the full value of his Busha, and he only will have to pay him based on the Busha that Eved would have. The Gemara is bothered money that who is the Tana this Brisa, Loy Rameya, Valer Abhuda, Valer Ab Shimon, Lachari doesn't fit in according to Shitz Rameya, it doesn't fit in according to Shitz Rabhuda, nor according to Rab Shimon, as Kasach Daitach, as right now the Gemara's Hadamim is, as we stated, Katim Katim Ben Chasim, that when referring to a Katim, we're talking about someone that's poor, and Gadol Gadol Ben Chasim, we're talking about someone that's wealthy, and E Rameya, Hama Kulu Bahada Dadinu, and according to Rameya, he's not Mechalik between someone that's rich or poor, and therefore, how could the Gemara state that Nesel Gadol be Baishish Shal Katim if there is no Chilik, V Rabihuda Hama, Ein Lavadim Baishish, and if it's going according to Rabihuda, as we will see on the Pezayan and Aleph, Rabihuda holds that Avadim do not have Busha, and therefore there is no responsibility to pay for their Busha, and how could the second din of the Brisa state that it was the Skavl of Baish Eved, Ubaish Ben Chayin, Nesel Ben Chayin, to be Baish Shal Eved, if there is no Busha for an Eved, the Irab Shimon, and if this Brisa is going according to Shitz Rab Shimon, Ha'oma, and the Skavl of Baish Zeh, Ubaish Zeh Potter, Rab Shimon holds that if you have Kavano to Mavayish Ruvain, and instead you Mavayish Shimon, that you completely Potter, as Rashi brings for the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, Rab Shimon holds that just like if someone murders another person, that if he's in Skavl, Lara Gazer, Var Gazer, that he's Potter, if Ruvain had Kavana to kill Shimon, and instead he kills Levi, and even though Reuven had Kavana to kill someone, but ultimately he did not kill the person he intended to, then Reuven is Pata. And similarly, in the case of Busha, Shimon holds that the only way that a person is Chayef for Busha is only if he intended to specifically injure this person and didn't intend to injure a different person. Therefore, the fear of Shimon, in the case of the sky, Reuven should be completely Pata from paying Baishas. And why does the Baishas state, Nesel Gadol to pay Baishas Shal Katan? The Gemara now brings down the Shita of Shimon, my timer, and what is the reason? Kiktala, as Rav Shimon compares the din of Busha to the din of killing someone. And as we explain, Maktala Adam Eskavale, just like when you're killing a person, the only way you chayiv, if you had kavana to kill that person, dechsiv, arv loy, v'kam lov, ashi eskavanloy, that you specifically had to intend to kill that person, Baishas Nami, Adam Eskavale, chayiv for Busha is only when you had kavana to specifically hurt this person, dechsiv, v'shol chayada, v'chzikav, v'mvushav, ashi eskavanloy, until you had kavana to actually damage that specific person. And the Gemara answers, Lo'ilun Rabbi Yehuda, really, this price is going to feed Shitz Rabbi Yehuda, v'chi kam Rabbi Yehuda in la'avadim baishes, and when did Rabbi Yehuda state that avadim do not have baishes, l'meisvelu, that means that we don't go and pay an eved for the busha that he actually has, aval l'meishim shaminabu, certainly an eved does have feelings, and certainly an eved will have busha, therefore in a case where Reuven had kavana l'vayishes ha'eved, and instead it was baishes ben chayrin, then certainly we will use the eved as a barometer as to the amount of busha Reuven intended to cause, therefore Reuven will be chayiv to pay to the ben chayrin value of the busha that this eved would have received. Since the b'risa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, therefore the first part of the b'risa will make sense as well, that in skavl of b'risa sakotin, that since you have kavana only to embarrass a person that's poor and a b'risa sakotin, and even though you embarrass someone that's wealthy, nice little gadol may b'risa sakotin, as the ma'isa we saw in the previous b'risa, that Rabbi Yehuda ima gadol fi gadloi ba kotel fi kotnoi, and we do take into account their financial status. The Gemara continues, vi b'risa ima, or I could tell you, afil tem rameya, we could even say that this b'risa is going according to Shitzus Rameya, and even though we don't take into account a person's financial status, however, Misavit Gadol Gadol Ben Chasim and Katan Katan Ben Chasim, and who said that when we said in this Brisa in the Skavlan Vayis Katan and Beishus Gadol that we're referring to a person that's wealthy or a person that's poor, Loi Gadol Gadol Mamish for Katan Katan Mamish, we're referring to an actual adult and an actual child. Even though the Fear Rameya, we don't take into account a person's financial status, but we do take into account other differentiating factors. If what the Brisa teaches us in the Skavlan Vayis Katan, if Ruv had kavana to embarrass a child, and instead of baish gadol, he embarrassed a gadol. Generally, has more busha than a child. Then nesel gadol to make baish to shel katan. Then you're only paid to the gadol the value of the busha that would have occurred to a katan. The Gemara now continues and asks, the katan ba baishu, you're taking for granted that a child is a person that can receive busha. And l'chira, who said that a child is even in the category of receiving busha? And how can you explain the brisa that you're going to pay the value of the katan's busha if who said a katan even has busha? And the Gemara explains in Kid Amra Papa, as Rab Papa will state on Amud Beis, the Mechalmulei Umechalim, in the Chanami, maybe a very young child doesn't have Busha, but once a child gets to a specific age, then once you embarrass them, they will have embarrassment. Therefore, there is a way to evaluate their Busha, and that would be paid to the Gadol and Hachinami, and therefore, in our Brice as well, we're talking about a case, the Mechalmulei Umechalim, Lemaisa Reuven intended to embarrass a Katan who was already old enough that if he embarrassed him, he would have had Busha, and therefore, that is the amount if you have to pay to the gadol. And as Rashi at the top of that pay volume base states, Moshe's Umachlim Raiseba Mitzar that he does have tsar. And we continue on that Pei Vavim Beis with the new Mishnah. And the Mishnah states Ham Vayishas Arum, if Reuven embarrasses Shimon who is not wearing any clothing, or Ham Vayishas Suma, or if Reuven embarrasses Shimon who is blind, or Ham Vayishas Yoshin, or if Reuven embarrasses someone that's sleeping, Chayiv, he's still Chayiv to pay for his busha. However, Vyoshin Shabiyesh Pata, if Reuven is sleeping and he's Vayish Shimon while he's sleeping, then Reuven is Pata, Nafel Menagag Vehizik Ubiyesh Chayiv Alanezik Upata Labashis. And if Reuven falls from rooftop and Bederchli Filosai, he's Mazik Shimon and he's Vayish Shimon, so then Reuven's Chayiv for causing damage to Shimon. And as we know, Adamu Loilam, however, Reuven will not be responsible to pay for Shimon's Busha. And as the Bach adds in Shinema Vishalchiyadu Vichzik Ben Busha, Ein Chayiv Alabashis Achi Miskavin. We learn that a person is not Chayiv for causing Busha unless they had Kavana do this Maisa that caused the Busha. However, in both of these scenarios, where either Reuven was sleeping, or in the case where Reuven fell from a rooftop and therefore he didn't control his actions, so in those cases, Reuven will not be Chayiv to pay for Baishas. And before we begin the Gemara, let's remember that on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara stated that if Reuven falls off a gag and is mazik someone, so if he fell Baruch Mitzuya, then he's Chayiv for Nezek, Tzar, Ripui, and Sheves, but not Chayiv for Baishas. And if he fell through a Ruach Sheini Mitzuya, then he's only Chayiv for Nezek and not for Tzar, Ripui, Sheves, or Baishas. Also keep in mind that certainly if Reuven fell off a rooftop and while he's still in the air, he positions himself in order to try to fall onto Shimon in order to cushion his fall. And even though his kavana was not to embarrass Shimon, ultimately since his kavana was to actually fall onto Shimon, that would be considered enough of a kavana. And in that scenario, Reuven will be chayiv to pay for Baishas. And the Gemara begins, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, B'yesh Arum chayiv, that if Reuven is mevaya Shimon while Shimon is naked, then Reuven will be chayiv for Busha. But certainly you can't compare the amount of money that someone will have to pay to someone who's mevayish while that person was naked, and the amount of money that he'll have to pay for busha when he's mevayish someone that's wearing clothing, as certainly the busha that he caused to someone that's wearing clothing is more than the busha that he has to pay for a person that's arum. And the Braisa continues that similarly, bisha v'samechetz chayiv ve'ina doyma bisha v'samechetz l'bisha b'shuk, that although certainly if Reuven is mevayish Shimon while he's naked in a v'samechetz, that he will be chayiv to pay for his busha. However, you can't compare the amount of money that he'll have to pay for a person that's standing in the Bisa Mechatz and the amount of money that he'll have to pay for being mevayish someone while he's in the shuk and while he's in the marketplace. And the Gemara continues, we just stated that if Reuven is mevayish Shimon while he's naked, then Reuven is going to be chayiv. And the Gemara asks, Arum Babishu, why should Reuven be chayiv to pay for Shimon's busha if l'chayiv by the fact he's able to stand naked outside and in front of people, and we see that he's a person that is not capable to have busha, and therefore how could Reuven be chayiv for causing a busha? And the Gemara answers, Rav Papa explains that certainly in a case that Shimon is actually standing in public naked and Reuven is Mevayishim, then certainly we see that Shimon is not capable of Busha, and therefore Reuven will be Pata. And my Arum, when the Braisa states that if Reuven embarrasses Shimon while he's Arum, then Reuven will be Chayiv, is the Asazika Kachinu Lemane Vasahu Delinu Tvei Ubaishe, that Shimon was standing in the street, and a gust of wind came and it blew up his clothing, and based on the clothing that they used to wear in those times, they didn't wear anything under their clothing, and therefore he was exposed. Now Reuven went over to Shimon and pulled up his clothing even more and exposed him even more. In that case, certainly Shimon is a person that's a babusha, and really he wouldn't want that to happen. But ultimately, since he was already exposed and Reuven just completed his exposure, so in that case, Reuven will be chayiv for busha. Certainly, you still can't compare the amount of money that Reuven will be chayiv to Shimon based on the fact that he was already a bit revealed and a bit exposed to a case where he was completely covered and Reuven now completely exposed him. And the Gemara continues, Bishav Beis HaMechatz Chayiv, that we stated that if Reuven embarrasses Shimon in the Beis HaMechatz, that Reuven is Chayiv. And the Gemara asks, Beis HaMechatz Bar Baishasu, L'chira, since Shimon is standing in the Beis HaMechatz, and it's normal to stand in the Beis HaMechatz while not wearing clothing, therefore, in that scenario, it doesn't seem that it's possible to be Mevayah Shimon, and why should Reuven be Chayiv at all? Certainly, in this case, you can't explain that we're talking about a scenario where there was a wind that came and caused his clothing to ride up and expose him a little bit, and then Reuven completed the exposure. Certainly, since the Braisa says that they were in a bathhouse, therefore it's muchach that he was already completely naked, and therefore l'chayr, what is the busha that we're talking about? And Mefarshim explained that you can't tell me that in this case we're referring to a scenario where Reuven goes over to Shimon, who is standing there naked, and he spits at him or he hits him, and that caused him busha, even though he's standing naked in a bathhouse, since it's normal to be in a bathhouse arum, therefore it doesn't show that he doesn't care about busha, and therefore Reuven is going to be chayiv. But the Maisa, since the first case of the Braisa is talking about a scenario where Reuven embarrassed embarrassed him by exposing him, Gemara feels that the second case must also be talking about a scenario where Reuven came along and exposed Shimon. Therefore, the Gemara answers, Amra Papa Shabisha El Gawanar, that this second case of the Brisa is not referring to a scenario where Shimon was standing in an actual bathhouse, and instead Shimon was standing next to a river. When bathing in a river, people would not get fully undressed, as that was in a public area, and therefore people would actually lift up their clothing and walk into the Nar and bathe in that manner. It is in this case that Reuven went and actually exposed Shimon completely, and that's why Reuven would be chayiv for embarrassing Shimon. And the Gemara continues that we mentioned our Mishnah about mevayish siyoshin chayiv, that if Reuven is mevayish Shimon who is sleeping, then Reuven will be chayiv. The Gemara continues, what would be if Reuven embarrasses Shimon while he's sleeping, and Shimon never wakes up and he dies in his sleep? And the shaila is that since Shimon never became aware that he should have been embarrassed, so l'chira he never received any busha, and therefore Reuven should not have to pay the d'mei bishas to Shimon's yorshim. The Gemara explains, what is the shaila and what are the two tzadim of Rab Abba Bar Mamal? And the Gemara answers, Amr Zvid, Rav Zvid explains, this was the shaila of Rab Abba Bar Mamal, Mishul Kisufa v'hamislei v'lesle Kisufa. Do we say that the reason why Reuven is chayiv to pay for bishas is because Shimon actually was embarrassed, and since Shimon died, therefore he didn't have actual embarrassment? Or Dilma, what do we say? Mishum Zilusu v'hamislei l'maisa, because Reuven caused some sort of a bizoyan to Shimon, and even though Shimon doesn't know about it, since Reuven caused that Zilusa, therefore Reuven will be obligated to pay the Dmei Bishas to Shimon's Yershim. And as Rashi says, Zilusa Shim Zazel Bei Bifnei Rabim Va'afal Pi She'in Isom Alibay. Gemara continues, Tashma, let us bring a Raya. As Rebbe Omer, Rebbe states, Cheresh V'Katan Yesh Lam Bishas, if someone embarrasses a Cheresh or a Katan, then there's a Chiv to pay for their Bishas. However, Shaita in Le Bishas, if you embarrass a Shaita, there is no Chiv of Bishas. And the Gemara explains, I'm a Bishleim Mishim Zilusa Hain V'Tani Katan, if the reason why you pay for Bishas is because you denigrated the person, so therefore that is shaykh by cotton as well, and that is why the Brisa states cherish for cotton yesh lam bishes ali amit mishum kisufa. If you will tell me that the chiyah for bishes is because you actually embarrassed the person, cotton by bishesu, are you telling me that cotton is shaykh to the pasha of bishes? Therefore, it must be that the reason why you pay for bishes is because it's zulusa, and therefore, even though this person that was sleeping and was embarrassed didn't wake up and therefore never had actual embarrassment, but ultimately there was zulusa, therefore Reuven should be chayv to pay the Dmei Bishas to Shimon's Yershim. The Gemara continues, Elamayim Shim Zilusa, and L'chayr, you're bringing me a raya that the reason why you pay for Bishas is because of Zilusa, Safilu Shaitanami. So L'chayr, why does it make a difference if the person was a Katan or a Cheresh or a Shaita? In all cases, the din should be that you chayv to pay for Bishas because ultimately you denigrated the person. The Gemara answers, Amri Shaita in L'chayr Bishas Gedele Mizu, that being a Shaita, there's no greater Busha than that, and therefore it's impossible for someone to add to the Zilusa to denigrate the Shaita even further, and therefore the Brisa teaches us that Shaita ain't Leibishas. Gemara therefore continues, Mikal Makam Nishim Minadim Shim Zilusu, the L'chir, let's be Peshav in this Brisa, that the reason why Reuven is chayv to pay for Bishas is because he denigrated a person, the Mishim Kisufa, Katan Bak Kisufu. If Reuven is chayv for Bishas because the person actually was embarrassed, how could it be that Katan Yeshlan Bishas if a Katan doesn't feel embarrassment? And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara will now answer, just like we answered on that Peva of Manalav, Kid Amra Papa, just like where Papa will say in a few lines from now, although a very young child is not in the Pasha Busha, once a child gets a bit older, then he is in the Pasha Busha. And as Rashi said, he does feel pain and he does feel Busha. Therefore, the Gemara says that from this Brisa, you can't bring a Raya to the either side of Rab Abba Mamal, as it's possible that the reason why you chayiv to pay for Bishas of a Katan, because a Katan is actually in the Pasha Bishas, and therefore Reuven actually embarrassed the Katan. However, in the case where Shimon was sleeping and Reuven embarrassed him, and prior to waking up Shimon dies, quite possibly Reuven will not be chayiv to pay for Bishas. Ultimately, since Shimon died, therefore he never ultimately felt any embarrassment. The Gemara now continues and finally brings the member of Rav Papa, where Rav Papa will actually state this idea of the Mechal Mulei Umachlam, and Rav Papa Omer Hachi Gron Boile. Rav Papa states that the Shaila of Rav Abba Bar Mamal was actually as follows: Mishum Kisufa Dehu V'Hamayisle. We say that the reason why Reuven pays for being mevayish someone is because he embarrassed that person, and l'maisa Shimon died and never was embarrassed, and therefore Reuven will be potter. Or Dilma Mishum Baishim Mishpacha. What do we say that the reason why Reuven's chayiv for baishes is because l'maisa he caused embarrassment to the family, and the family was definitely embarrassed, and therefore Reuven will be chayiv to pay the made baishes to the family and to the yarshim. The Gemara now goes through a similar shakal of taya tashma. Let's bring a raya for the following brayso. Cheresh v'katan yesh le baishes, shayta in le baishes. The Gemara wants to bring a raya If you're going to say the reason why you pay for Baishas is because the Baishas Mishpacha, even though the actual act occurred to a Katan, and a Katan is not about Baishas, but the family is about Baishas, and therefore, since the family felt embarrassed, therefore, Reuven has to pay for Baishas. If you will say that when Reuven pays for Baishas, he's only required to pay for Baishas if the Busha actually occurred to the Nizik, so Katan Ba Baishasu, how could we say that he's going to be Chayiv to pay if he embarrassed a Katan, if L'chayra, a Katan is not the Pasha Busha? Therefore, it should be a raya to the Tzadar Papa that the reason why Reuven has to pay for Baishas is because the family had Busha, and therefore, when the person is sleeping and he dies while he's sleeping, Reuven is still Chayiv to pay for the Busha of the Mishpacha. Once again, the Gemara asks, Elamai, Mishim Baishas to the Mishpacha. If you're going to tell me the reason to pay Baishas is because of the family's Busha, I feel the Shaita Nami. So, how could the Baishas state that Shaita ain't like Baishas if L'chayra ain't a Chanami, the Shaita himself didn't have any Busha? But certainly, the Shaita's family did have Busha, and therefore, Reuven should have to pay for the busha of the Bnei Mishpacha. Once again, the Gemara answers, Shaita in Chabashis Gedele Mizu, that there's no greater busha for the family, that they have the Shaita in their family. Therefore, Reuven didn't add any busha to the family, and that's why Reuven's Pata, and that's why the Brisa stated Shaita in Chabashis. And the Gemara continues, and asks, Mikal Makam Nifshimina, the Mishim Baisha Mishpacha, by the fact that the Brisa stated that Katan Yeshlan Baishas, even though Katan is not about Baishas, it must be that the reason why Reuven's Chayiv to pay for the busha is based on the busha of the Mishpacha, and therefore we should be Paisha. That if Reuven embarrassed Shimon who was sleeping and then Shimon died while he was asleep, even though Shimon never actually had any actual embarrassment, but even so his mishpacha had embarrassment, and therefore Reuven should be chayiv to pay the domain baishas to Yashim and to the bnei mishpacha. And as the Gemara states, the mishum kisufa katan ba kisufu, if it's because of the actual embarrassment, a katan certainly is not in the pasha of kisufa, as not in the pasha of being embarrassed. And over here the Gemara doesn't say kid amra papa, as this is actually where a papa stated this idea. Amra papa and rapapa stated in that a katan is actually in the pasha busha, and the machal mulei machlem, that if you embarrass a katan that is old enough, then he will be embarrassed. Therefore, once again, from this brisa, we were unable to be pasha to shayla. Therefore, the Gemara was not pasha to shayla as to what the din would be in a case where Reuven embarrassed Shimon who was sleeping, and Shimon died in his sleep and never actually felt the embarrassment. And the shayla is, would Reuven still have to pay the dmei baishas to the yorshim of Shimon, or would Reuven not be chayiv to pay for the dmei baishas at all? And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah at the top of the Amid, where the Mishnah stated, "Hamavayishes Suma." If Reuven embarrasses Suma, then Reuven will be chayiv to pay for Baishas. Let's keep in mind that Pevavim and Aleph, the Gemara was medayik that by the fact that Benegeya, a case where Shimon was sleeping, Mishnah told us two dinim, and the Mishnah stated that if Reuven embarrasses Shimon who's sleeping, then Reuven is chayiv to pay for Shimon's busha. However, if Shimon is sleeping and Shimon embarrasses Reuven, then Shimon is potter from paying for busha because he was not miskaven, since the Mishnah only pointed out that there's a difference in the reciprocal case in the case of Yashon, but Benegeya Mevayish Suma, the Mishnah did not state anything. Therefore, it's Mashma. In all cases, the din of Suma would be that they're Chayiv. Therefore, it wouldn't make a difference if Reuven embarrassed Shimon who was blind and Reuven would be Chayiv, or if Shimon who was blind is Mevayish Reuven and Shimon would be Chayiv to pay for the busha that it caused Reuven, even though Shimon is blind. Therefore, Agamara states, Masis is like Rabbi Yehuda. Let us say that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanuk Slunter Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda, I mean Rabbi Yehuda states, Suma in Baishas, if Shimon is blind and he embarrasses Reuven, then he's not chayiv to pay for Baishas. Even though it may be true that Rabbi Yehuda actually agrees to our Mishnah that if Reuven embarrasses Shimon who is blind, that Reuven will be chayiv for Baishas, but certainly our Mishnah holds that if Shimon who is blind embarrasses Reuven, that Shimon will be chayiv to pay the main Baishas to Reuven. Therefore, clearly our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara now continues and discusses this price of the Kachay Rabbi Yehuda Paitre Michayiv Golis and Michayiv Malkis and Michayiv Mises Bezin. And similarly, Rabbi Yehuda states that a Suma is going to be potter from going to Golis if he kills someone with Shagig, and he will also be potter from Malchus, and he will also be potter from Mises Bezin. Gemara now brings down the Mekuris for Rabbi Yehuda's dinim, and the first thing Rabbi Yehuda taught us is that Suma in Leibashis, that if Shimon, who is blind, embarrasses Reuven, that Shimon will not be chayiv to pay for Baishas. And the Gemara states, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, Gama Yenecha Yenecha Meidim Zaymim. He learns this from Xer Shava, from the words Yenecha, that states Benegei Abusha, and also states Yenecha Benegei Eidim Zaymim. As Rashi points out that in Pasha Shoiftin the pasuk states v'loy sachas einecha nefesh b'nefesh ayin ba'ayin shein b'shein yod b'yod regel b'regel. The pasuk in Pasha Kiseitse regarding busha states v'katzitzes kapo loy sachas einecha. And as the Gemara states ma'hasam sumen loy afhocha sumen loy, just like b'negei edim zaymen, it's impossible to have an aid that is a suma. The suma can't testify about something if he didn't see it, and therefore certainly he can't be an aid zaymen. Therefore, based on Gzeir Shavu, we learn the suma that causes someone busha will not be chayiv for boishes. Gemara continues, mechayiv egolias. What is the makar of Rabbi Yehuda? The suma that kills someone b'shogeg is not chayiv to go to golis. Tanya, as we learned in the brayso that the pasuk in Pashas Maaseh states, oy b'chol even as she yomus ba b'loy ra'ois v'yapul lo v'yomus v'hu loy oyv loy v'loy mevakish ra'osai. Rabbi Yehuda teaches us that since the pasuk says b'loy ra'ois, it's mashma that generally this person can't see and just happens to be that he didn't see in this case, and therefore we learn out prat l'suma. The pasuk is coming to exclude a case where a suma kills someone b'shogeg, then a suma does not go to golis. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbeinu argues Rabbi Yehuda, and he says Rabbi says suma that the words b'loy ra'ois is actually coming to be marbur a suma, and a suma that kills someone b'shogeg will be chayiv to go to golis. And the Gemara continues and explains this further. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. What is pshat Rabbi Yehuda? Amalecha, he'll respond to you. Vashiyavus re'eu b'yah lachtav etzim v'afilu suma. That since the pasuk states that if a person comes into a forest in order to chop wood, and therefore it's mashma that anyone that comes to the forest, even though he's blind, he will be chayiv to go to golis. And kasrachmana b'loy ra'ois l'mute. And therefore the Torah tells us that it's only in the case where previously this person could see, and happens to be in this case he didn't see his friend, and he killed his friend b'shogeg, then he goes to golis. And therefore we're able to dashen that if this person couldn't see and is a suma, then even if he kills someone b'shogeg, he will not be chayiv to go to golis. The Gemara continues and is bothered for Rameya, that how could Rameya say that a suma goes to golis if the pasuk states b'loy ra'ois, and l'chay we should dashen that generally this person can see and a suma should be part of him golis. And the Gemara explains that kasa rachmana b'loy ra'ois l'mute ein echinami, the words b'loy ra'ois comes to be ma'ayin asuma, just like Rabbi Yehuda said. However, the kasa rachmana b'vlidas l'maisa, the pasuk also says that he didn't know and didn't have knowledge. Once again, it's mashma that generally he could have das and generally he could see the person, but over here he just didn't have knowledge, and it's l'mute, and once again it's coming to be ma'ayin asuma and having mi'ayin achamiyat. Therefore we have two miyutim to be ma'ayin asuma ve'im mi'ayin achamiyat al rabbis. And as we know, the klal is that when you have two miyutim, you're actually not going to be ma'ayin, and instead you're going to be marba. Therefore, Rameya argues on Yehuda, and he holds that if suma kills someone b'shogeg, he would be chayiv to go to golus. And the Gemara continues, chayiv Mises Bezdin, what is Rabbi Yehuda's makar? Someone who's blind is potter from Mises Bezdin, and asir reitzeach reitzeach mechayiv golus. He learns it out, exer shava, based on the words reitzeach, that it says b'negeya chayiv Mises Bezdin, and also says b'negeya someone that kills someone b'shogeg. And as Rashi brings down, that b'misik siv loisikhu kaifel nefesh reitzeach, and that pasuk is pashim masay, and also in pashim masay b'negeya golus it says, and therefore we learn that Ritzach Ritzach, since Benegei Golis, Rabbi Yehuda learned from B'loy Ra'ois Prat L'suma, therefore Rabbi Yehuda learns that a suma is also going to be Pata from Mises Bezdin. And the Gemara continues, Chayvim Malkis, what is Rabbi Yehuda's Makar that a suma is Pata from Malkis? Asi Rasha Rasha, Mechayvim Mises Bezdin, and that we know that a suma is Pata from Mises Bezdin. Therefore, once again, we learn Exeir Shava based on a term Rasha that states Benegei Chayvim Mises Bezdin, and also states the term Rasha Benegei Chayvim Malkis. As the Pasuk states in Pashas Maaseh b'negeya misa asher rasha lomus, and as the pasuk states in Pashas Maaseh b'negeya malchus hoyim bin akoisa rasha, therefore we also have a makar that a suma is part of a malchus, and we will stop over here.